Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Justin Moy, who's a real estate investor with Realm Investors. Justin, welcome to the program.
Mike, I'm extremely excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. I always love learning from people and learning about their background. And before we jump into Realm Investors, what's your story? What is your background and how did you get into real estate investing?
Yeah. So, man, real estate has been in my blood professionally, really my entire professional career. So my very first, non-retail job that I had in high school was an intern actually at a commercial real estate office when I was 17 years old. And in that time period, I was sitting across the hall from who was like hands down the top performing broker of the whole region. I think he sold warehouses. I mean, I was so young and naive in the business. Wow. I didn't know what he did, but all I knew was what he said when, and he knew everybody in town. And, of course he made great money and, that kind of stuck with me. And when I was seeing him work, that really inspired me to get my license as a real estate broker. So that's what I did when I turned 18. So right when I turned 18,
wow,
my real estate license, started selling homes in the East Bay of California, which is just across the Bay Bridge in what was, and probably still is up there, the third most competitive market for real estate agents, real estate sales in the country. And so I'm an 18-year-old kid. I'm selling houses, or I'm trying to. And, that really helped me stick with the process of, if you work hard, you get to have the fruits of your labor, because real estate sales is 100% commission, right? Yep. So if you don't sell, you don't eat. And really feeling that pressure just lit this fire under me. But if you worked really hard at it, you could be extraordinarily successful. So I fell in love with the game. I ended up doing pretty well for myself. But what I found was I was very transactionally rich, but I wasn't really building wealth. I had to get the next deal, had to chase the next deal. I was working extraordinarily long hours. It was taken away from my personal health, my mental health, my relationships outside of work. And so I decided I couldn't do that anymore. So, a couple of years of doing that, I decided to step on the other side of the table and be an owner, an investor, which led me into larger multifamily properties, apartment buildings, and commercial investments. And that's really what I do now. What I do now is I help people invest passively in commercial assets for double-digit returns and some of the most incredible tax benefits this country has to offer. And man, I've loved it ever since.
That's so huge, because you found that you loved the industry, but you didn't like what the industry did to you. Because in reality, it takes a lot of time and effort and focus. And if you are not having the personal, benefit of some time or family time or personal time, then is it really worth it? And that's pretty huge that you recognize that, number one. Number two, that you did something about it.
Yeah, I think that's huge, because I worked with a lot of investors too, and selling or helping them purchase their homes. And I saw, whenever I would call them, they're in Europe or they're on a boat or they're doing something really, really cool. And I was like, man, I can't do stuff like that. If I was gone, I'm not selling and I'm not making money. So definitely ways to leverage different industries so that you can buy back your time. And that's really what drove me home to do it.
And another piece too is, now you found out that if I'm not doing the transactions, I'm investing. And then now I found some success in the path forward. Now let me just show other people how to do it. And that's another big aha moment, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. So what I do now is really help people invest passively in these things. And that is what I truly believe is like my calling. Like, that's what I love to do. Just helping people. So many people know that real estate's a phenomenal investment, but there's quite a few barriers. Really, there's a huge knowledge barrier. Even for me, I'm learning different things every day. And I've been in this business for over 10 years now, close to 12 years now. And I learn every single day. So there's a huge learning barrier. And there's typically a big financial barrier. Now, of course, you have to have money to invest in real estate, but our investments tend to be a lot smaller of barriers to entry than, purchasing entire properties by yourself or even going after large commercial properties. So I love having instrument for allowing people, that retail investor, to leverage their money, not have to sacrifice their time. And they can leverage our time and our expertise, because we do this all day. You know, we are a big team. We have the infrastructure for this. So they can, everybody kind of gets to leverage their strengths.
So I would say that many people have read, and most people have heard of, Rich Dad Poor Dad. So yeah, people know the benefit of investing in real estate, but I'll speak from my personal experience. I don't do it. I don't want to do it, because I, in my mind, I'm like, ugh, how do I figure out and how do I do? And then what if this and what if, and it's like this big mess. But you're saying that you're showing people kind of like the shortcuts in the path. And if I'm understanding you correctly, you are not teaching people how to go out and buy this or this piece of real estate. You're finding the projects and you're having people come alongside you and a group of people so that everyone's participating. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we're not a coaching program or anything like that. We're not going to say, hey, great, here, take this Excel sheet and go start calculating properties and doing financials. We actually do 100% of the work. So yeah, when it comes to real estate investing, it's truly one of the only passive, like 100% passive ways to do it. And there's no expectation of your knowledge, your time, any of your mental capacity or resource. You don't need to do research and understand different assets. You should do research on the properties that you're going to invest in. Or if you do invest with us, you should do research on us or whoever else you invest with. But we have the knowledge. We have the know-how. We have the tools. We do 100% of the work. It truly is mailbox money. So yeah, you're not getting coached on how to do something. You are investing alongside very, very elite investors.
And one, if I'm hearing this through my, you know, perception, I'm going, okay, that sounds good. Takes all the work out. But then I'm part of a group of people that are investing in this one property, or am I part of a group of people that's investing in your fund that's buying several types of, you know, like you might have 20, 30 projects, or am I an investor in this one project alone?
So both options are there. Good. So we do okay. both. So right now, I'll give you an example. We're raising money for an Airbnb fund. So there's about 120 properties. It's going to be about $100 million fund. So in that scenario, yes, you are investing and you're going to have shares of all of these properties. We'll probably have yep. about 120 by the end of the year in this fund. Or we offer individual investments. And it might be, hey, there's this one apartment building. You know, we're raising, let's say, $10 million for it. And you know, let's for smaller amounts than that, maybe we'll raise from, you know, 50 investors or so. So you have both strategies, and both have their pros and cons. And some people prefer one or the other, but you know, both are important to understand, and both provide you that truly passive sense where there's still no, yep. no commitment on your time or your energy beyond your initial due diligence in the project or the fund or the property itself.
So I love the sound of that Airbnb project. Sure. And the reason I say that is I've talked to several real estate agents that as an individual agent, they focus on helping investors buy properties specifically to turn them into Airbnbs, because it's way more lucrative than just holding it for, you know, a 2-year lease to, you know, this couple. Yeah. When you can Airbnb it, the cash flow is like 2 and 3 times what you normally would get. So yeah. is my question with that is, if you've got, you know, a portion of your whole, you know, fund focused on Airbnbs, is that unique? Because you doing what you're doing, there's other people that do, you know, the syndication kind of a thing like yeah. that. But are there other people like you that have specific Airbnb portfolios?
So there are going to be some that have them. Now, where our group excels, especially in the Airbnb space, is the fund that we had. So last year, our market research showed that we collected actually 71% more revenue than competing Airbnbs and had 41% more occupancy than competing nice. Airbnbs, because we are 100% vertically integrated. Everything from the acquisitions to the construction and the rehab and the renovations to management, all of that is vertically integrated. And we have access to so much data in different listings. We have advisors from AirDNA. And so we have this enormous infrastructure that allows us to run that a lot more efficiently. So you're totally right. A lot of people now, they're looking for ways to juice their returns on homes or on apartment buildings, because right now the market is so hot for single family or for apartment buildings. that mm-hmm. it's tough to just lease it out to, you know, one family for a year and see a noticeable return, right? You still make money and you still have the appreciation, and residential real estate is appreciating at a high rate, but it's hard to see that monthly return from it. And so with midterm rentals or short-term rentals, you see a lot more of that. I mean, our yep. average cash return last year was 11%, which if you compare that to a standard value add apartment building, you know, you might see 3 to 4% that first year. So our cash returns yep. and our overall returns have just been juiced like crazy.
So I think the old adage in real estate, location, 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 is yeah. even more necessary when you're talking about Airbnbs, because you can't just get an Airbnb in some podunkville town. It's got to be in a nice yeah. area so that the occupancy and the draw is high.
Yeah. And one thing that's really awesome too about having a fun style with Airbnb is you get to balance out a lot of that seasonality or a lot of those really mm-hmm. big hot spots. So the fun is in 10 states and it's balanced for, hey, some do really, really well, exceptionally well in the summer, some in the fall, some in the winter, some are in mountain areas, some are in more party towns or very heavy nightlife towns. Others are in business travel areas where our customers are business travelers and it's more even keel. So I think it's really important to know, hey, if you're going to invest in something like an Airbnb, you know, having that fun structure where you have balance for seasonality is enormous.
Yep. Because that does level out your risk. And so that's huge. Now, one of the things that I know that is a big draw in real estate is tax deductibility. Yeah. And so if I own a rental property, I have certain tax deductions. How is that impacted when you're investing with a fund like this? Because my name might not be on the deed of trust. How do you get tax benefits yeah. or do you?
Yeah, you still do. You still do. And I'm, of course, not a CPA. This is not financial advice. Everybody's tax situation is different yeah. and you have to consult your own professionals. But what we do, which is different than a lot of people, if they're investing in real estate, sometimes they're familiar with what's called a real estate investment trust or a REIT.
A REIT.
Now, yeah. there's public ones and private ones. Now, public ones are actually not investments in real estate. It's technically an investment in a stock. So that's the only strategy right. in real estate investing where you don't really get those tax benefits. You get the benefits of investing in stocks, not in real estate. So right. with this fund structure and with any syndications we do, you are investing in and an owner of real property, and you do get the tax benefits of owning real estate. You get the depreciation, the 1031 exchange possibilities, and you get bonus depreciation. So yes, you get all those. At the end of the year, you will get your K-1s showing your depreciation paper loss. So you do get those benefits.
That's huge. That's a big distinction because, yeah, a lot of people are familiar with a REIT, but that's just buying stocks, whereas this is actual yeah. real estate. So what are some of the things that people are when they come on board and they say to you, hey, it's been a year or two, I was really worried about X, but wow, I've noticed that that was not even a concern. Here's some of the things that I've loved working in this environment with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, we love working with first-time investors. And so a lot of times we have a lot of those conversations. Everybody, and it's totally, totally natural. Everybody, when they make that first investment, there's a mixture of excitement, right? A little bit of doubt. There's some fear. It's totally natural. I mean, you're going to give a pretty fair portion of cash into these investments and you're doing it with the thought that, hey, I believe in this team, in this asset, in this business plan enough that I believe these financial projections will come true or perform better. And so a lot of people, when they have that initial thought, they're always thinking of, hey, what's the worst that can happen? Right? Which is not a terrible way to evaluate investments. You always want to look at like your stress test. So a lot of times when people see things, they'll say, man, you're going to buy these properties and really give us these enormous returns. You know, is that feasible? Is it possible? Is that something that other people are doing? And a lot of times that year down the road, they'll find that we've actually overperformed on what we do.
Yeah.
A lot of our financial projections, we pull them back quite a bit from what we really think will happen. So if you make the investment happy at the level of financial projections we give, you know, that gives us some leeway to think, hey, we're likely going to perform a little bit better than that because we've given a lot of this stress test some thoughts. So many people after a year in, they're excited about it. And the biggest number one point of feedback that I hear, which most people say when they start investing really in anything, is, man, I wish I knew about this sooner. I wish I did this sooner. That's like the most common thing. And not just with us or with real estate investments, but almost any type of investment. They always say, man, I wish I started sooner. I wish I knew about this sooner.
So do you and your managing partner partners participate in this fund as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So any offering that we have, we invest alongside our investors too. So, and it's—
That's a huge piece. That we
believe in. That's a huge piece. Yeah, I think, and it's something that you should ask if you're going to look into investing in some of these groups is, I would just ask, hey, well, how much is, you know, the partnership putting in? And, you know, make sure that that's an amount that's significant to them. Right.
Yeah. So like, if it's like, oh yeah, I put my money in a grand.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you don't need to grind them for, hey, what was your dollar amount? Right. Cause it's still our personal investments, but a lot of times, even on marketing packages, you'll see what their contribution is.
Percentage-wise.
It might be percentage-wise, or it might be the dollar amount. Cause what they'll say is, they'll say, hey, it's a, you know, $100 million property. The loan is $80 million. So, you know, we're going to put in $5 million ourselves, you know, total example. So yeah, you could do the math and figure the percentage, but a lot of times it'll be the dollar figure as well. And one of the big things is you want to make sure it's significant to them. Now, I'm a really big believer that everybody started somewhere. And just because you haven't been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years doesn't mean that you won't be a great operator. So even if somebody's a little bit newer and they can only afford to put in, you know, a couple thousand dollars, to me, that's okay if it's a significant amount to you. Mm-hmm. So you never know what their situation is. So I think that's a really important distinction is, are they investing in the deal themselves? And is the amount they're investing significant to them that you feel they have enough skin in the game to really, really be motivated?
Because you could just be a mouthpiece for the firm and the business development manager hyping up this opportunity, and you don't have a dime in it. And now all you're doing is promoting something that may or may not work. But when you've got skin in the game and you're like locked arms with the other investors going, come on in, the water's fine, that gives them a level of comfort as well.
It's huge. Yeah, it's huge. And that's another thing you want to think of too is, hey, who is it that I'm speaking with? Who's talking to me about this offering? We are a relatively small team, but we're small but mighty. With us, you deal with the managing partners. You're either going to deal with me or one of my other two partners, Brian or Chris. We're not going to put you with some investor relations guy or girl who might be here today, gone tomorrow. You know, we are the partners in this deal. We're here to stay. And, you know, our reputation means everything to us. And it's not like just some employee is telling you, hey, this is a great deal. And they're not investing into it themselves. So a lot of these things are really important when you're doing your due diligence on the sponsors that you are investing with.
Well, I think that anyone that talks about wealth, when they talk about the phrase passive, you know, investments, real estate or passive, that's huge. So I just love that you guys focus on passive real estate investing. So that is just so strong because you get to participate in it without having the brain image of learning and making mistakes and researching and fixing the toilet and all of those kind of things. So that's so spectacular of what you guys are doing. If someone is interested in learning more, what's the best way that they can reach out and learn more and then connect with you guys?
Yeah. So the absolute best thing to do is I've written an ebook that I've gathered a ton of feedback on. And the feedback has been so far that it is the best resource for people interested in passive investing. So it's called The Definitive Guide to Passive Real Estate Strategies. You can download that at thedefinitiveguidebook.com. And once you do that, I'm actually going to get an email on my phone. I'm going to open my phone, hold my phone in front of my face, and record a custom video just for you and send that your way. And that's a way you're going to get all my contact info. You can schedule calls with me. You can email me back and forth. You can text me. But it's going to be at thedefinitiveguidebook.com. And then I'll also tell you some info about the Airbnb funds if that's what you're interested in. But if anything, it's just a phenomenal resource that I love to give out to people.
I love it. It's awesome. Thank you so much, Justin. It's been a real pleasure having you on today.
Mike, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.